Father, we lift up the wonderful name of Jesus this morning. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Our hearts and our minds are open to receive your living word this morning. We thank you, Father God. You renew our minds with it. You edify and build up our spirits with it this morning, Father. We worship you. We praise you. We lift up the wonderful, awesome name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We praise you and glorify you this morning. In the precious name of Jesus, everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Turn to the person next to you and say, you're in the right place.
You're in the right place.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Hallelujah. Yes. Special weekend this weekend, Memorial Day. Amen. And thank God for our amazing country. And thank God for those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice to pay a price so that you and I could live in peace and tranquility in a land that's different from any other on the face of the earth. Amen. So we want to honor this morning anyone who is current active duty in the military this morning or past. So all different branches of the military. Could you stand up this morning? We thank God for you. Amen. Let's give him a hand this morning. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank God for our pastors this morning. Amen. We honor them and praise the Lord for them. It is no small thing to start a church. And you all know our pastors, and I'm convinced that they could have done anything in life and been very successful and made a lot of money and enjoyed maybe an easier life. Amen? So we thank God for them and the price that they've paid. So every week you and I can come and enjoy God's presence. Amen? And hear the word. This is the place where I had never heard God's word before and where there was an emphasis placed on the authority of God's word. Amen? I grew up in church every Sunday, but never really heard about the love of God. There were good people there, but never heard about God's love, never taught about really the authority of God's word. And so thank God for Victory Christian Center. Amen? Amen? Give our pastors a hand this morning. I was also supposed to honor first responders and law enforcement. Any first responders or law enforcement here this morning? None. Okay, good. Well, not good, but you know what I'm saying. Amen. I want to start this morning with Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 16, and read this amazing story of a man who encountered the power that's present in the wonderful name of Jesus. And in Acts 3, I want to read this story. It says, Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. A certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked for alms. Fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name," everyone say the name, "in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand, he lifted him up. Immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, he stood and he walked and he entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he who sat begging alms, begging for money at the temple, at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Now, as the lame man who was healed, held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's, greatly amazed. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people. And he said, "Men of Israel, Why do you marvel at this? Why do you look so intently at us as though by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just, and you asked for a murderer to be granted to you, and you killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of whom we are witnesses, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Amen. If you are in need of rest this morning, there is rest found in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're in need of joy, there's joy found in his name. If you're in need of peace, there's peace found in his name. If you're in need of a miracle breakthrough this morning, there is miracle breakthrough still available in his name. Amen. We serve a living God. Amen. He's not dead. He's a living God, and there's still miracle breakthrough power available to you and available to me and through you and through me in his name. Amen. I love this scripture in Colossians 1, 15 through 17. It says, Jesus is the image of the invisible God. He is the firstborn over all creation. For by Jesus, all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things consist. Isn't it awesome? Amen. There is healing. There's hope. There's deliverance. There's help. There's safety. There's relief. There's peace. There's joy. There's abundant life. Everybody say abundant life. There's abundant life. And it's all available in his name. Amen? The word of the Lord today is the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we love you. Our hearts and minds are open to receive your living word this morning. I thank you, Father, for a fresh outpouring of you, of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Our hearts are open, Father God. We're completely and totally yielded to you to allow you to minister life to us this morning. We thank you, Father. Let our minds be renewed with your living word this morning. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Not long ago, I executed loan documents for a customer of mine that builds nursing homes, and it was a $14 million loan, and the CEO is authorized. He's the one who's authorized to execute documents on behalf of this corporation. He's the one. His authority puts the organization, they have an operating agreement, and the operating agreement outlines who has the authority to do what on behalf of the organization. And so the operating agreement doesn't have anybody else's name on it. The operating agreement says this person has the authority and the power to execute these types of documents on behalf of the organization. Well, when we were going to close this loan, he wasn't available, and he couldn't be at the closing. And so he signed another document. He signed a power of attorney. And the power of attorney authorized another person to sign on behalf of the corporation. And so the other person's signature carries the same weight and the same power, the same authority as the CEO because of the power of attorney. This morning, Jesus has given you and I full power of attorney to use his name. He's not here this morning. He's at the right hand of the Father. He has poured out the Holy Spirit. And he said, it's to your advantage that I'm going to do this. It's to your advantage that I'm not going to be with you on the earth. I know he lives in our heart, right? But he's not here this morning. He's at the right hand of the Father. And he has poured out the Holy Spirit. And he said, it's to your advantage that I'm going to leave the earth. The manifest presence of the living God. It's to your advantage. I'm not going to be here with you. How could that possibly be? He said, because when I go, I'm going to pour out the Holy Spirit. And so there'll be no geographical limitations to where I can be. And when I go, I'm going to give you full power of attorney to use my name just as if I'm there. Same power, same authority that he walked in when he was here. Amen? How do we access it? Through believing his name and through speaking his name in faith. Amen? Definition of power of attorney. I got to be careful because this word is burning in my heart this morning, and so I don't want to get ahead of myself. Right? I just shared with some stuff that's later on. I can't do that. Definition of the power of attorney. It's a legal instrument authorizing one to act as the attorney or agent of the grantor. Amen. Jesus has given you and he's given me power of attorney to use his name to effect his will on the earth. I just think it's awesome because Jesus said, this is how I would like you to pray, like the perfect model prayer. Matthew 6, 9 and 10. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on the earth just as it is in heaven. Amen? Well, how do we affect his will on the earth as it is in heaven? He's the head. We are the church. His will is manifested in the earth. I know he's sovereign. I know he's in control. But he has given you and I the ability and the authority to enact his will on the earth through use of his name. Amen? And we manifest his will on the earth just as it is in heaven by use of his name. Amen? Thank you, Father. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? I was meditating on this Friday as I mowed my grass for the 100th time, getting ready for a little graduation party. Every blade of grass had to be perfect. As I'm doing it, I'm like, what is really the point of, like, making this so perfect? I don't know what it is, but I got that from my mom. I cannot help it. It's like every piece of mulch must be in place. Has to be perfect. So I was meditating on this as I was mowing the grass again. And I saw a picture of a parent unable to rescue their child. And so wanting to help, wanting to bring relief, wanting to bring comfort. And I just saw the joy that it brought our Heavenly Father when he was when the time finally came to send Jesus so that he could finally be on the earth to touch hurting people. So when we read that Jesus was moved with compassion when he saw the people, it had to bring God so much satisfaction that it wasn't tied to full obedience to the law. Because he gave the people the law that if they would fully obey the law, then they could be blessed. And the people could not do it. They couldn't fulfill the law as hard as they tried. As hard as we try, we can't do it. We want to be perfect. And the people couldn't do it. They couldn't be perfect. And so his blessings had to be withheld. What satisfaction it had to bring the Father to be able to finally send Jesus and finally to be able to touch people that they could encounter his true love, the manifestation of his true goodness, and to really see what kind of heart that he has. Amen? And I just saw this picture of a parent, you know, you, with your kids. You don't love anything more than you love your own kids, right? You simply don't. And every parent here knows that, right? And you just We love our children with this intense God-given love. And so if there was a gap between us and our kids and we could not get to them to rescue them, to help them, to bring healing, to bring hope, to bring comfort, we want nothing more than to be able to do that. And so I just saw this picture Friday of the joy that it brought God to finally be able to walk on the earth to bring comfort and healing and hope to people. Amen? And he was able to do it through Jesus. It didn't stop there, though. It would make absolutely no sense that God would wait all this time and to send Jesus to the earth and for it to stop there when he was on the earth, considering all the millions of people that would live on the earth after Jesus, right? It would make no sense that it would stop when he was on the earth. That's why he said, it's to your advantage that I go away. Because when I go away, there's no geographical limitation. Whew, I'm going to pour out the Holy Spirit. He will bring comfort to all mankind. Everyone who calls on my wonderful name. Amen? Hallelujah. Imagine the joy, the satisfaction that was brought to our Father when he sent Jesus to the earth. He could finally touch people, could finally bring them relief. Colossians 1:19 says, it pleased the Father that in Jesus all the fullness should dwell, and by Jesus to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of the cross. Why? Because Colossians 1:15, Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. By him all things were created that are in heaven, that are on earth, visible and invisible. Thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through Jesus and for Jesus. He is before all things, and in him all things consist. Amen. It all began with him, and it certainly didn't end with him. When he conquered death and when he rose from the dead, he ascended to heaven. He took his place at the right hand of the Father. He came to earth and provided breakthrough. He fulfilled the law. People couldn't fulfill it. They couldn't get it done. He fulfilled the law. He finished the deal so that you and I, by faith in him, God would see us as having fulfilled the law. And now God can finally manifest all of his blessings, the fullness of what he originally intended. Now it can all manifest in your life, in my life, by faith in his Son. Amen. John 16:7. Jesus said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. Isn't that awesome? John 16:12-15. Jesus was, again, talking to his disciples, beginning to reveal to these men that had given up everything, left their jobs, left their families to follow him, telling them that it would be to their advantage if he would actually leave. And it had to be, it had to be mind-blowing to them, I think. How could it be to our advantage if you leave, right? How could this possibly be to our advantage, you know? We play a lot of sports, and when we line up and we're warming up and we're fifth graders and the other team is seventh graders, and they've got shoes on and we're barefooted, I know who has an advantage. He said it's to our advantage if he would leave the earth. John 16:12-15, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority. But whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said, he will take of mine and declare it to you. And then John 16:23, Jesus said, in that day, you will ask me nothing. The disciples knew if they encountered a situation where breakthrough was needed, they just had to ask Jesus, "We need you. Come help." Well, he said, "The day's coming. I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be at the right hand of the Father. And in that day, you won't be asking me anything. But here's what you're going to ask. I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full." I feel like this was a defining moment. He was saying, up until now, you've called on the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, Daniel. And that's how you referred to him, right? And now I'm the manifestation of his love. You need breakthrough. You ask me. I'm leaving. And now breakthrough is manifest by asking in my name. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. The very same miracle breakthrough power that was seen in the New Testament is alive. It's available today. That miracle breakthrough power. Aren't those powerful words? Everyone say miracle. Miracle. Say miracle. Miracle. Breakthrough. Breakthrough. Power. Power. It's available to you and it's available to me through the Holy Spirit when we pray in faith in the name of Jesus. Amen. Luke chapter 9, verse 1. Jesus called his 12 disciples together. And he gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God, and to heal the sick. One chapter later, he does the same thing with 70 other people. First, he gave this power and this authority to his 12 disciples. Then he gave it to 70 others. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also, and he sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. And then verse 17 of that same chapter, those 70 people returned, and look at their reaction. "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And then Jesus makes this brief statement. He said, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." And I think if we could expound on perhaps what he was really saying there was, all things were created through me, by me, and for me. I was present in the very beginning as Satan was. And he wanted to ascend to the high place. He wanted to be like God. He rebelled against my heavenly Father. And I saw him kicked out of heaven. I saw him descend like lightning out. I saw it happen. So yes, I understand. I recognize that even demons are subject to you in my name, because I was there in the very beginning. Amen. He was like, "Of course they're subject to you in my name." Hallelujah. And then after, then he goes on the last part of that verse. He says, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Amen. After Jesus was crucified, raised from the dead, he appeared to his disciples, and he said this about you and me. In Mark 6:15. Man, I went to this church one time, and they said, that scripture right there was added. What? They added that scripture. That's not for today. Okay. No, you're wrong. It's for today. There's too much evidence here. It's for today. Amen. Mark 16:15. Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, rescued, healed, delivered. He who does not believe will be condemned. These signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. If they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Amen. John 1, 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. And verse 14 says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. And I want to read Colossians 1, 15 through 17 again. Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him, by Jesus, all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through Jesus and for Jesus. He is before all things, and in Jesus all things consist. His name is recognized in the universe. In the spiritual universe. Amen? In the heavenlies. His name is recognized. Philippians 2:5. Therefore, God has highly exalted Jesus and given Jesus the name which is above every name. The mere mention of the name of Jesus in faith changes the environment. Amen? The speaking of His name in faith has the power to change circumstances. There is no earthly situation, there's no earthly circumstance that cannot be changed or altered by the mention of His great name in faith. Amen? You say, I prayed about a situation 4 years ago, it still hasn't changed. The day is not over. Amen? It's a brand new day every day. And our faith is not based on other people's experiences, right? Our faith is not based on things that have happened or haven't happened. Our faith is based on God's Word. Amen? This is what we stand on. Hallelujah. Remember, Jesus said we are to pray that the Father's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Matthew 6, 9, and 10, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth just as it is in heaven. You know, God appeared to Moses in the burning bush. God said from the fire, He said, you will deliver your people. And Moses said, who do I tell the people that you are? And God said, I am. I'm the beginning, I'm the end, I'm the same yesterday, I'm the same today. I'm everything you have need of. He said, you tell them, I am sent you. And then when Jesus was in the garden and the soldiers came to get Him, and they said, we are looking for Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus said, I am. In my Bible, He is in italicized, which means they added it later. So all He, to bring clarification to the verse. So all He said was, I am. He was saying, I am the God of the old covenant. I am God made manifest on the earth. I am God present. Today, forever, to bring salvation, healing, deliverance. Amen? And so when He said, I am, in John 18, 6, Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon Him, He went forward and said to them, whom are you seeking? They answered Him, we are seeking Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said to them, I am He. Verse 6, now when Jesus said to them, I am, they drew back and they fell to the ground. First evidence of slain in the spirit. Amen? Or some variation of it, I suppose. Don't be technical on me. We manifest His will on the earth by believing His name and by speaking His name. Amen? John 14, 1, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. John 15 and 16. Jesus is giving pretty much His final addresses to His disciples who had left everything to follow him. And he's talking about him leaving, and he's talking about, I'm not going to leave you as orphans. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to be with you. He'll be with you at all times. There'll be no geographical limitations. He's saying, you'll no longer ask me anything, but you'll ask the Father in my name, and that the Father would do whatever we ask in his name. And then look at what he said in John 15, 11. These things I've spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you. What things had he just spoken? That he was going to send the Holy Spirit, and that we would pray to the Father in his name, and God would respond. Amen? That brings joy. This revelation, this manifestation of the Father's will on the earth through belief in and speaking of his name allows his joy to remain in you and me. Amen? And then he said in one chapter later, John 16, 1, these things I've spoken to you, that you should not be made to stumble. What things had he spoken? He's talking about that he was going to leave. He's going to pour the Holy Spirit, that when we pray in his name, God would respond. Amen? There is stability, there's safety, there's security, there's wisdom, there's direction, there's faith in his name through speaking his name by faith. And we don't have to stumble through life. Amen? John 16, 33, he said, these things I've spoken to you, that in me you would have peace. In the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. When we speak the wonderful name of Jesus, when we declare that Jesus is Lord over our lives, declare that Jesus is Lord over our homes, he's Lord over our families, he's Lord over our everyday situations, we stop the work of the enemy from advancing against us. The enemy is powerless against you and against I when we come against him in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen? Because we've been given authority. We've been given power of attorney to use his name. And the full weight and authority that he walked in on the earth, it's amazing. It's mind-blowing, right? Amen. But we have that same authority, same power when we place our faith and speak his name, Jesus. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew 16. 23 and 24. Jesus said, in that day you'll ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Jesus gave us power of attorney to act on his behalf. He gave us the legal, spiritual authority to use his name. In John 14, 12 through 14, he said again, he said, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. Greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. The contentment, the fulfillment, the sense of purpose, the peace, the rest that the world is desperately seeking is found in a continual revelation of the manifestation of God's love in the earth. Amen? Amen. A revelation of Jesus Christ, who he is, and our position in him, and the power and authority that's in his name. When the twins were being born, I don't remember how long it took, but it seems like Sam, of course I don't remember, I'm the man, right? Sam's delivery, I think, was relatively easy. And so when you have twins, it's easy. No problem. No, listen. The twins deal is a bigger deal. There's more. It seems like there's exponential. Like there's more than just twice the number of medical people there. It seems like it was a lot more, right? And so everything was according to plan with Sam, but then when Joe was supposed to be born, It had taken about 10 minutes, and then they said, there's a complication. He's not coming out. And so I guess the umbilical cord was wrapped around his, or they were concerned. And I was like, no big deal. So he'll be fine. And, he wasn't coming out. And we needed breakthrough. And I didn't realize the situation until all of a sudden more medical people came in, personnel. Additional doctors came in, and they said, we're going to have to do a C-section right now to get him out because it's critical now. And so then they made me leave the room, made Kelly's mom leave the room. Sorry. I'm a crybaby. My goodness. Don't take me to a graduation ceremony. Gee whiz, it is the most embarrassing thing. I'm not kidding you. I cried everything. It's horrible. Sheesh. I suppose. I look over and I see, okay, this guy, he's a sheriff's deputy. He's a man's man, right? And his wife, and I think it's their only son. And so they have this special thing when they announce the kids, and the kids come out, and then they give the parents, they actually come out in the crowd to give the parents a hug, give the mom a rose. And so she sits down, and she just buries her head, this mom, in her husband, you know, in her, his, and she was like sobbing. Our only son's leaving. I looked at that, man, and I lost it. Gee whiz. I'm crying over somebody else's kid. And my kid's graduating. What the heck is wrong with me? Oh, my goodness. Terrible. My boys all make fun of me because they don't cry like I do. It's unreal. I mean, there's a commercial comes on. They're like, oh, Dad's going to cry again. You don't even cry like I cry. Joe wouldn't come out. And Pastor Pam stepped off the elevator in the hallway, and she said, I felt like I was supposed to come. And I don't remember exactly what you prayed, but we joined hands. I think Kelly's mom was there. The three of us prayed, and Pastor Pam prayed, and she said, in the name of Jesus, and Joe was born. Perfect. Cry again. You know how special kids are. People need help. Help is available through Jesus. If you find yourself lacking contentment this morning, we're going to have people in the second service that need breakthrough. Amen. And I think we have people this morning in the first service need breakthrough. I didn't mean to discount that. But I know we'll have a lot of people in the second service. Amen, that need breakthrough this morning. If you find yourself lacking contentment, lacking fulfillment, lacking purpose, needing peace, needing rest, needing breakthrough, open up the new covenant, the living word. Ask God to reveal afresh to you by the power of the Holy Spirit, the manifestation of his love, a fresh revelation of the power that's present in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And remember, Jesus is the image of the invisible God. He's the firstborn over all creation. By Jesus, all things were created that are in heaven, that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things consist. The definition of consist is held together. Marriages, families, the mind, everything held together when people put Jesus at the center of their lives. Amen? Let's all stand together this morning. We're going to pray and agree this morning as a family together. We're going to pray and agree this morning in Jesus' name. If you need a breakthrough in any area of your life. Amen. Going to lay hands on one another in just a minute and agree together for breakthrough. For you or for any extended member of your family, a breakthrough in your finances, a breakthrough in your mind, a breakthrough over addiction, a breakthrough over things that you've been struggling with. There is breakthrough available in the name of Jesus. Amen. 1 John 3:1 says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know Him." And Romans 8:38 says, "I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers, not things present, not things to come, not height, not depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." First group I want to pray for this morning, all across the room here today, if you're here and you say, "Dan, my life is not right." Maybe you're here and you've never yielded your heart to God's love for you. You've never yielded your heart to Jesus Christ. You've never made Him the Lord of your life by placing faith in His name and speaking His name over your life. If you're here this morning and that's you, say, "Dan, would you pray for me? My life is not right." Maybe you're here, you've allowed some things in your life you know are not God's best for you. You recognize they've got you on the wrong path in life. This morning, this is a great day for you to do a 180, get turned around, get back on the path of blessing, the path of abundant life that God has for you. All across the room this morning, if that's you, you say, "Would you pray for me?" We want to pray for you. So could you slip your hand in the air this morning, if that's you this morning? Anybody here? Okay, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to pray and agree this morning. If you need a breakthrough in any area of your life, breakthrough is an act or an instance of moving through or beyond an obstacle. Well, we want to pray and agree this morning in the name of Jesus for breakthrough for you. So all across the room, could you slip your hand up in the air and we're going to pray and agree together. Amen. Anybody else? Go ahead and lift them high if you could. Okay. Believers, could you look around and let's make sure that everyone has someone in agreement with them. Let's lay hands on one another and pray and agree in Jesus' name for breakthrough. Anybody else? Father, we thank you for the truth of your word that there is breakthrough in Jesus' name. And we pray for breakthrough. We thank you for healing, for hope, for satisfaction, for contentment, for fulfillment. Every care, every weight, every burden be lifted off of each life in Jesus' name. In the wonderful name of Jesus, we thank you, my Father. We thank you and we agree this morning for great breakthrough in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for healing in Larry's body this morning, my Father, in Jesus' name, from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet in Jesus' name. Thank you for breakthrough in families, Father God, for restoration. Total restoration in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand this morning. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray for our pastors this week. Amen. As Pastor Pam joins Pastor Bill in Florida. Pray for them just for an awesome week. Amen.
I'll be here next Sunday, though, with bells on, and I'm going to preach to you. So you better be ready because I'm bringing the word to you.
Yes.
Just kidding. I got a good one, though. I've been saving it up since I got back here at the keyboard. I don't know if I'm going to play and sing it to you or preach it to you, but one way or the other.
Awesome.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray for them for an awesome week of refreshing. Amen. Just rest and that they have a wonderful time together. Amen. Well, let's go out with a confession this morning. Speak it over your life. Pray it in faith. Let's say, Jesus is Lord over my life, over my family. Jesus is Lord over my body. I am healed in Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord over my finances. I have abundance in Jesus' name. Say, in His name, I have victory. In His name, I have joy. In Jesus' name, I will not stumble. In Jesus' name, I have peace. Jesus is Lord. Let's give the Lord one more hand. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful week. And we'll see you Wednesday night.